my soul, whom it's long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away. Since Jesus came into my heart. Like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy as onward I go. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Morning.
Good morning.
It is a beautiful day, a little cloudy, but I got to go fishing with my son-in-law and one of my grandsons for a little while yesterday, and I think it was 73 degrees and the sun shined. It was a glorious day yesterday. Hope you got a chance to get out and enjoy some of God's great creation. And I'm glad you're here today. I think we got a little bit of rain coming, but God knows what we need better than we do. And so just roll with the flow and enjoy what we get. Some of the flowers and the trees are blooming a little bit. Buds are coming out. So seems a little early, but, you know, I love spring. I'm ready for it to be here. Good to be in the house of the Lord. We had another good lesson, and so I know y'all did as well. If you were here for Sunday school, if you weren't, you missed a blessing. I encourage you to come. There's so much that we get from our Sunday school classes, and so I encourage you to come to that. All right, we got a few things now. If you remember, whenever she had the original screen up there, it showed snow and trees and mountains and stuff like that, and it's 70 degrees outside, so I don't know if she's wanting it to snow or if she's reminding us that it might. I don't know, but anyway, enjoy the weather that we have. Have a few announcements. This morning, second time the plate is passed is for the building fund. So the building fund takes care of projects, remodels, general maintenance. We got some stuff we're going to talk about tonight in our business meeting. That's on the list as well, upcoming things. So I encourage you to come and be a part of our business meeting. And then Tuesday, March the 3rd, that's this Tuesday, will be the Lord's Supper. So Sister Jerry Harrison is going to prepare that. So if you're a member here at Oak Hill, I encourage you to come and partake in the Lord's Supper with us. He says, "This do in remembrance of me." And so every time that we partake in the Lord's Supper, we remember what Jesus did for us there on the cross. So come for that. And then March 7th. Don't forget to change your clocks. And I'm glad that Georgia put it in there because I never can remember if I'm going frontwards or backwards. But set clocks ahead 1 hour. So now you have the official word. Thanks, Georgia. Nursery attendance this morning, Cindy Alt, Jerry Harrison. Next Sunday, Sam and Donna Johnson. I'd like to just take a moment to thank George and Russ, Linda Gale and Jean, Tim Hughes for getting our Facebook page up and stuff. There's a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes here that don't get a lot of attention or credit. So give them a hug. Tell them thank you. They put a lot of extra time and effort into all this stuff, and we appreciate you very, very much. May God bless you for your efforts. Others as well. Everybody has a job and a part. So we're all in this together. Thank God for bringing us to this place.
Page number 139.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Tell him all about our troubles, hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn him, know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. Sometimes my past seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then cloud that may hide the light of day. Tell him all about our troubles, hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn him, know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus brings me, watches day and night. Go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let us have a little talk with Jesus, let us tell him all about our troubles, hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. Feel a little prayer returning, know a little fire is burning, find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good to see everybody out this morning. Oh, it's cloudy looking outside. Looks like we're looking at more rain. They're calling for like over 1 inch for us here in this part over the next 3 or 4 days. But that's okay, because you know what? We got the light of the Lord Jesus Christ here with us this morning. And we don't have to worry about that rain. Let it rain. It'll all work out to the good of those that love the Lord and are called for His purpose. It's good to see everybody out this morning. I don't know if you noticed or not, but the songs that I picked this morning for the singing, every one of those songs has the name Jesus in it. Did anybody notice that besides me? And I didn't notice it till after it was over. I just prayed, Lord, you know, just lead me through this book and lead me through picking this music, because I want to sing Sunday morning what you want to sing, because I feel like the Holy Spirit knows a whole lot better who we're going to have in the congregation than I would ever pick to be in the congregation. And I want Him to lead me in the aspect of somebody out in that sanctuary may need to hear something about Jesus in song. We got off into a study last Sunday. Jeff kind of took us a left turn in Sunday school class, and we got to talking about different people and being in different places as far as pertaining to their walk with Christ. And, you know, it just really kind of hit home, because I don't always know who's going to be in the congregation, who needs to hear a certain word from the Lord that day. So that's why I depend on the Holy Spirit to lead me to pick my music. So for some odd reason, I can't tell you why, other than just the leadership of the Holy Spirit. It's the only reason I can tell you. You know me, I'm kind of an upbeat guy. I kind of like to do fast stuff. Well, He just kind of slowed me down for choir practice last week, and I picked a song, and I think maybe someone's here in the congregation this morning that might need to hear this song. Because, you know, no matter where we are in our walk with Christ, one of the things that we all need to learn as Christians is that we need to learn to lean on Jesus. Because if we do that, we'll just have a much more harmonious outcome, I'll tell you. So we're going to sing a slower song for you this morning. It's entitled, I'm Learning to Lean on Jesus.
Yeah.
be reading out of James chapter 1 and Luke chapter 22. Remember, we've been repeating this every Sunday. No matter how much I read and learn, if I never apply it, it is useless. Stand with me and we're going to recite the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I'm really enjoying this study on prayer, and I hope you are as well. Getting close to the end. This will be the ninth in the series. I think one more is going to finish us up, and I'm looking forward to moving on to whatever God has for us. You'll be praying for that. If you're new to our church or in this area, and we're glad you're here or listening via the internet, however you may be getting this message, if you're new to this series, you can catch up on our website, www.oakhillmissionarybaptist.com. There's a link there to the video and the audio, and has the sermons in the rest of this series there. So if you would like, you can catch up. Last week, we talked about our daily bread. And it's always good for me. I believe it or not, I preach to myself more than I do anybody else. But it's always good to me to be reminded that I'm to trust God for all of my daily needs, our daily bread, and that sometimes I get my wants in place of my needs. And He didn't say He'd give us all of our wants, but He did say He'd give us all of our needs. That was a good lesson. I enjoyed it very much. Today we're going to talk about learning. Lead us not into temptation. As Gene was singing or leading that song, the choir was singing, learning to lean on Jesus, it couldn't be more apt to what I'm going to preach this morning. That's the way that God works, and he leads us in that direction. So this morning, we're going to concentrate on the section of the prayer that says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, Jesus tells us in this passage to ask God not to lead us into temptation. So then the question that I would have to ask at that time is, does God tempt us? It's a question that's been asked many, many times. And it's very simple. And in the Word, we're told very plainly that God does not tempt us to sin. In James chapter 1 and verse 13, we read, and we'll be going back and forth to this scripture, so just hold your place. James chapter 1, 13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. So when, look at this as we break it down, let no man say when he is tempted. So to me, right off the bat, the Word of God is telling us that we will all be tempted. And when we are, don't say that God tempteth us. And here's why. Because God cannot be tempted with evil because of His righteousness, holiness. Evil or sin does not tempt God. And so neither doth He tempt any man. In verse 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So, very plainly in James, we see that God does not tempt us to sin, but we're all tempted. And in Romans chapter 3 and 23, it says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So to me, the two go together. So when we're tempted, if we're not very, very careful, we have a tendency to sin. We're weak. We have this little thing called sin nature that dwells in us that's hard It's impossible for us to overcome without leaning on Jesus. We're drawn away from our right walk with God because of our lust. A lust is a something that you strongly desire. Strongly desires lust for something that is bad for us, something that doesn't belong to us, something that goes against the law of God, and then that makes it sin when we give in to those lusts or those desires. We all have our weaknesses, each and every one of us. Yes, even you. I know I do. We have our weaknesses. And we need first to identify our weakness and don't go there. You should never go somewhere where your weakness is present. Are you listening to me? My dad used to tell me this when I was growing up. He was a very wise man. And I didn't always listen to him like I should have. I wish now I had more, because he had a lot of knowledge and wisdom. My dad used to say the best way to stay out of trouble is not to go where it's at. And right behind that, he would say this: when faced with trouble, the best thing you can do is run. And so much truth in that saying. God will not tempt you to sin. That's not possible. It's against his very nature to tempt you with sin. But when you get yourself in a place where you are tempted, and then you choose to follow God's rules instead of falling into the trap, God gets honor and glory from that. But listen, you'd be well advised not to go to places where you're tempted. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you can flirt with sin and win. You can't. Again, the best course of action: avoid temptation. James 1 and 15, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my brethren. Do not err, brethren. Don't give in to your temptations. Don't go where it is. Flee from it. Lead us not into temptation, I believe. It is a prayer that is asking God to help us not go where we're tempted. If God can't tempt you because he can't tempt you to sin, then this prayer must be him telling us that we should pray, help me not go where temptation is. Satan will tempt you. Be prepared. God, help us not go where our weakness is. If you have trouble with pornography, don't go where it is. Some listening to this sermon might say, oh no one I know does that. Don't fool yourself. Pornography is a multi-billion dollar a year industry, so a lot of people are tempted with it. If that's your weakness, if you're hearing this morning and that's your weakness, don't go there. Don't go there. Give someone all the passwords to your devices. Ask someone to check up on you. Everyone needs someone to be accountable to. Everyone. If you feel the need to drink alcohol, don't go where it's at. It's really that simple. If you need to drink, if you feel the need, don't go where it's served or sold. Just avoid those places. Drugs. It's an epidemic in our country, or in our nation, really in the whole world. Stay away from it and from anyone who does it. The temptation is too strong when you get in the presence of it. And if you've ever had or ever partaken in any of that stuff, listen, get new friends, because you can't keep going to the same old places and kick that habit. The temptation is too strong. If you have a gambling problem, don't go where it's at. Don't go. You see, no one ever looked at the first dirty picture. intending to become addicted to pornography. No one ever drank the first beer intending to become an alcoholic. No one ever took the first puff of a joint intending to become an addict to meth or many other things that leads down that path. And also, no one ever went to the racetrack or the casino intending to become addicted to gambling. God, lead us not into temptation. Help me not go places where I'm tempted to sin, God. Guide me in the right direction. The advertising for the casinos has this disclaimer: if you have a problem with gambling, seek help. Must mean that people get addicted to that stuff. It's very prevalent in our city now. The best course of action is to stay away from it. Verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, which with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The things God gives us are the good things in life. The things we get from this world are the chaff. The things that we get from this world are the things that are not going to be taken with us into heaven. It's going to be burned up in the fire. There is no middle ground. Amen. Well, that's a pretty hard line, preacher. Let me tell you something, friend. If God's word says don't do it, and if God dedicated a part of the model prayer to telling us to stay away from temptation, then the best thing to do is not be tempted. So don't go where it's at. And if you find yourself off down there and say, oh, well, you know, I can take one little drink, what's it going to hurt? There is no middle ground, friend. There is not. You either do right in the sight of God or you sin. It's that black and white. When God says don't do it, don't do it. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you find yourself there, you know, in the presence of something, there where you knew you shouldn't be because it's kryptonite to you. If you don't know the reference, kryptonite is what makes Superman weak. He's supposed to be stronger than anything. We all have our kryptonite, friend. Each and every one of us. Identify your kryptonite and stay away from it. If you ever found yourself give in to the lust of the flesh and went to the bar or the casino, or the liquor store, or the website where all those dirty pictures are. There may be people here this morning who are listening via the internet or even in this congregation who's battled these very things I'm talking about. My advice to you is to invoke the power of God, to call down the power of God to help you not to go where that's at. You can't win against your sin without the help of Jesus. Learning to lean on Jesus, friend, that's where the answer is. Nothing else can help you win against this sin, only Jesus. I've heard this before, talking to folk in different places, but preacher, my job took me there. Well, maybe it's a business trip with the person of the opposite sex who has been flirting with you at the water fountain. No one else is even in that state that you know, as far as you know. Oh, come on, just one little drink. We'll just run down to the bar. It's not going to hurt anything. God knows. And that one little drink leads to other things. We should have run. Learning to lean on Jesus. We're all tempted in various ways. And we can only overcome our temptation, our kryptonite, by learning to lean on Jesus. Amen. Satan's a wily, cunning, powerful being who wants you to. And you can fill in the blank. But I'll tell you this, that Satan never wants you to do good in the sight of God. He always wants you to sin, do bad. When faced with temptation, remember the last of the section. When you're faced, but deliver us from evil. Lord, give my feet wings that I might fly out of this place. Lord, impress upon my boss that I don't need to go to that business place or do that. I don't need to go. I don't need to go on that trip. Place a thought in someone's heart to call you when you're tempted. Just out of the blue, I just thought and I felt the need that I call you and just see how you're doing. You know, that's someone that loves you and wants the best for you. God, deliver me from evil. Have you ever prayed that prayer? Have you prayed it? Do you need to stop? Just stop every once in a while and just say a prayer to help get your mind right back on track. When you're tempted, when something comes in your path that tugs you in that direction. Lane, our grandson, has been taught by his other pawpaw and his uncle Alan, who are both firemen, by the way, that if you catch on fire, he was telling us the other day, stop, drop, and roll. And that's good advice. And maybe we need to take that technique when tempted. When tempted, stop, drop, and pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, our Savior, was tempted by Satan himself in Matthew chapter 4, but he didn't sin. And he invoked the power of God upon Satan. You also, when you're tempted, can resist that temptation. Just remember that little fireman saying, stop, drop, and pray. You see, when we stop, and when we think, and when we pray, it brings into our mind the focus of where we should be and what we should be doing. Amen. It's amazing what a prayer can do for you in a weak moment. In a time when you're tempted, in a time when that old friend you hadn't seen in years and years and years maybe came, sent you a message on Messenger and Facebook, connected, reconnected, you're tempted, flee, say a prayer, ask God. You see, we're tempted in so many ways, and Satan knows our weaknesses. He knows every one of them, and he's had a long time to perfect his trade, and he wants to lead you down that path of sin. This life, my friend, is more than the pleasures of sin for a season. This life truly is about changing the lives of others and preparing yourself for eternity. Remember the little book that inspired the WWJD bracelets? Y'all remember them? I preached a sermon on that not too, it's been a while back. But it really stands for just exactly this. What would Jesus do? So when we're faced with a situation or placed in a place where we're tempted, just stop and ask yourself that. In this situation, what would Jesus do? Stop, drop, and pray. Jesus prayed. Jesus quoted scriptures. And he, and that is our defense against temptation. On Luke 22, if you'll turn over there, if you remember when Jesus prayed on the Mount of Olives just prior to his crucifixion, the weight of the world was upon him. He who knew no sin was facing the cross. And he went to God in prayer, his Father. He talked to his Father. Luke 22 and verse 39. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at that place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. You see, when we stop and we drop to our knees and we pray to God when we find ourselves in this temptation, in this place. Jesus prayed, and here's what God said, helps on the way. And he sent an angel. Listen, my friend, if you find yourself in that situation, pray to God and know that help is on the way. Pray and tell Jesus your problem and watch him work. Jesus, I have a problem. His response is instant. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Keep us away from the things that tempt us. But if we fail and we fall into that trap, as we do sometimes, deliver us from the powers of the evil one tempting us to sin. My God, my friend, God doesn't waste words. God didn't waste one word in his word. He knew when this scripture was inspired for the writing that mankind was weak. We are weak. We're weak. He knows that we need help. And he's more than willing and more than able to help us in our times of need. But we have to do our part. You see, God's not standing there with a baseball bat to hit you upside the head. You have to ask. God will not force himself on you. And the reason for that is God wants to bless you. And when you choose God's way, he gets honor and glory. So, the closer you are to God, the further you are from Satan and his influence. We're weak. And we not only fight against our sin nature, but also the powers of darkness. I forgot to give you this one earlier, Ephesians 6 and 11. Let's just go over there and read it right quick. It's a wonderful, powerful scripture. Ephesians 6, verse 11. We've read this scripture many, many times. We've preached sermons on it. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Listen to what he says in the scripture. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We must combat our temptations with a higher power than the one that's tempting us to sin. And let me tell you something, friend. The only higher power than Satan in this world is God, Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're fighting a losing battle, friend, because you don't possess the power to withstand the temptations and the wiles of the devil. You're not connected to the power source. It's like someone has unplugged your house from Entergy. You don't have the power to turn on the TV, to run the blender, or anything until you get it turned back on or get it turned on for the first time. There is a quick fix to the problem. The Bible says this, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to know, if you're listening to this sermon this morning and maybe you're off down there, down that road, that you think there is no light at the end of the tunnel and you're partaking in some or all of or maybe even more than the things that I mentioned in this sermon, you can beat it when you call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. It says very plainly, whosoever. That means you. That means me. I had to come to Jesus just like you have to, humble, repentant, and ask him, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall. He don't turn anyone away that comes. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter what condition your life's in. Jesus Christ can still save you from the penalty of your sin, change your life forever. call upon the name of the Lord. I'm proud to say that I am one of those whosoever's, and that God has me safely tucked away in the palm of His hand where no one can pluck me out. It don't mean that I don't fail. It don't mean that I'm not tempted. It don't mean that I'm not a sinner. I still am, but I'm saved by the grace of God through my faith in Jesus Christ. I'm proud to say that. This morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can. The Spirit is drawing you. All you have to do is call upon Jesus' name, place your faith and trust in Him. And when you do that, you connect to the direct link of power. And when you have that direct link of power, then you can stop, drop, and pray to be delivered from the situation that you're in. Learning to lean on Jesus. Gene couldn't have picked a better song. Because when we learn to lean on Jesus and draw from His power, we can be victorious over our temptations. If you're fighting them by yourself, you're fighting a losing battle, friend. Lead us not into temptation. Lord, help me not go to the places that I'm tempted. But if I find myself in a weak moment off down there, deliver me, Lord. Give me a path of retreat. Give my feet wings that I might fly away from this place. That I might not sin. That I might not do something that I can never forgive myself for. Learn to lean on Jesus. Do you know Jesus this morning as your Lord and Savior? If you don't, you can. All you have to do is give your life to Him. Maybe you're off down there somewhere. You know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, but you've gotten off track, and maybe you're off over there. Just stop and pray. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we repent. He wants us back in His good graces and close to Him. Only you know where you're at. Only you know where you've been, you and God. Maybe you've got a heavy burden of some things that are in your past. I don't know. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." He's waiting for whatever your need is, whether it's salvation or whether it's forgiveness or just got something on your heart you want to get rid of. Jesus Christ is waiting right here today. I want to ask Gene and Linda Gale to come. If they would, I ask you to stand with me for a word of prayer, please. Father, as we come to you at this time, Lord, we pray that we can learn to lean on the power of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the scriptures that tell us that we all are tempted, and that temptation don't come from you, but the answer to temptation does. In calling down the power of God. Lord, we're weak and sinful creatures, and Lord, just ask that you would help us through our daily lives and everything that we come encounter with, Lord, that we not be tempted to sin against you. Lord, I pray that I would have the power to resist temptation in my life through Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, if there's any here this morning that's struggling with whatever they may be struggling with, Lord, that they could just learn to lean on Jesus, give it all to Him. If there's any lost, Lord, that's hearing this sermon this morning, impress upon their hearts, let the Spirit lead them to an understanding that they cannot win in this life or in eternity without Jesus Christ in their heart. Your will, Lord, be done in each and every life here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Page number 300.
Once from my poor sin-sick soul, Christ did every burden roll. Now hand in hand with Jesus. us, I can.